This is Common Ground for Common Good, a collaboration of North State Public Radio and the North Valley Community Foundation. I'm Alexa Benson Valvanis, President and CEO. We're here to share stories by people of the North State who are engaged personally in solving a community challenge.
When the youth offender comes to us, they've already admitted guilt. That's part of entry into the program. So my name is Joe Montez. I'm the general manager for AAA Properties, and I have oversight over those properties as well as the Hotel Diamond. And I am happy to be here today to be talking to you about Common Ground and what it means and what it's doing in this community. What are we doing? Well, I'm currently the judge of the Chico Youth Court. It's an evolving restorative justice program that intervenes in young people's lives at a time when change is still possible. So if they're charged with a crime, their cases can be diverted from the juvenile justice system, and they can actually be saved from having a criminal record, which I think is really important, and so does everybody in our group. The offenders are represented and judged by their peers, which is much more powerful than when an adult performs those functions. The program considers not only the offender and the victim, which is traditional in a criminal justice system, but it also considers members of the community that have been affected as well. So that's one of the hallmarks of a restorative justice program, and certainly was part of the goals that we were seeking to accomplish with this program. In this model, the victim has a very powerful voice. They sit there as one of the affected, probably the primary affected person. And, you know, maybe for the first time, this juvenile offender gets to see the damage that was done. Maybe the tears that flow, the heartache or the problems that it created. So I believe that in a restorative justice program, the victim's voice is made more clear. It's louder, and it's given much more weight and significance because it is that person amongst the many others that are affected that the juvenile offender is making amends to, not the state. The judge in the Chico Youth Court role is basically there as a more of a procedural safeguard to make sure that the process is moving along, to make sure that everybody has an opportunity to speak, because that's very important, that everyone that is a part of this in any way has a voice. We believe that's important for the offender to have the voice, but all of those affected by that to have a voice too, and we want to encourage that. So the judge is more of a person who does the procedure, keeps things moving, but it is actually the peers that are on the jury that render a decision after hearing all the evidence. In 10 years, if we're successful with this program, I believe we will have very few youth crimes being committed. I believe we will have more productive, more courteous, and more involved citizens. And I believe we will live in a community that is safer and more connected, in which people of all political persuasions, all religious beliefs, and from all walks of life believe in the power of common ground and produce one of the most vibrant communities in California and perhaps the nation.
You've been listening to Joe Montez from Chico Youth Court, and this is Common Ground for Common Good. The North Valley Community Foundation exists to put your great ideas into action. Learn more and hear previous shows at mynspr.org.